give it all you got, take your very best shot, and may the best team win. The time is now, the name of the game is action. They're on the floor and they're ready to score, so let the game begin. And let's see how the ball's gonna bounce today.
Welcome back to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary, and more. Today, Ball 2. Tonight, the NBA's draft lottery will be held. The NBA's worst teams for the past season will be given a priority to select the first players taken in the upcoming NBA draft. In bygone days, the NBA draft lottery represented a fun night for all the teams involved. The original lottery put all 14 of the non-playoff basketball teams into a hopper, and then someone would randomly select a card with a team's name on it. The final card left in the hopper won the first pick in the upcoming draft. Now, even if your team had the league's worst record, the random nature of the selection back then didn't ensure that your team would get a top spot in the draft, though. Every bad team started with a 1 in 14 chance of being selected as number 14 and then working your way up. Now, I kind of like the old-style lottery process as it discouraged tanking or losing more games on purpose to get a higher draft choice. Well, not anymore. The NBA wants to make sure that the absolutely worst teams in their league will almost certainly get awarded one of the treasured top three picks. So they changed the rules and stacked the deck. So this season, the Golden State Warriors, yes, remember them, the former NBA champs from a few years ago, finished with the worst record in the league. And according to ESPN, the Warriors will now have a near 100% chance of receiving a top five lottery position tonight, a 40% chance of it being a top three pick, and a 14% chance of being the number one overall pick. At the bottom of the stack, the 14th team in the lottery, the team with the best of the worst records, was the Memphis Grizzlies. In this new stacked deck NBA lottery system, though, Memphis has virtually no chance of being the number one overall pick. The odds will show the Grizz with a lowly 2.4% chance of receiving even a top five lottery number, a meager 1.7% chance of landing a top three selection, and if you hope for the number one pick, you've got a 0.5% chance of being number one this year. For Memphis fans, this year's first pick is likely heading to the Boston Celtics anyway, after they made a deal in the past to trade the pick to Boston. In last year's first of this new and improved NBA draft process, though, the New Orleans Pelicans received a statistical surprise and moved from the middle of the pack and into the overall number one position. And they selected Duke sensation Zion Williamson, unfortunately, who spent most of his season recovering from a preseason injury. Now, I doubt that very many people will be watching Thursday night's draft lottery show, which is at 7:30 p.m. on ESPN, but the hype machine of the media is already big time in motion about one of the players who may be selected with the first pick in this fall's upcoming draft. Remember Lonzo Ball? If not, I'm sure you might remember his father, LaVar Ball. Yes, LaVar Ball's second son is going to be heading your way soon. And according to the so-called experts, the next Ball is rolling toward a top pick in the NBA draft this fall. It's now time for LaMelo Ball. Now, just a few years ago, Big Daddy LaVar Ball told the world that his first basketball son, Lonzo, was the greatest player on the planet after just one season at UCLA. Daddy Ball then announced that his son would only play for the Los Angeles Lakers, which, ironically, did happen to be the team which selected him. So how would you have liked to have been that young man with that kind of pressure? No thanks. The Lakers would select 6'6" guard Lonzo Ball with the number 2 pick back 3 years ago. But sadly, the term number 2 has been a rather apt description of Lonzo Ball's performance in the NBA thus far. After all the hype from his father and the sports media who knows better than we do, Lonzo Ball averaged a paltry 10 points and 6 assists per game. After two, oops, there's that number again, disappointing years in Los Angeles, the Lakers flushed Lonzo Ball to the New Orleans Pelicans to start this last season. Now, with a fresh start in New Orleans for his third pro season, the highly hyped An extremely consistent Lonzo Ball averaged 10.7 points and 7 assists per game. Yep, a lot like he did with the Lakers. And worse yet, he shot a putrid but very revealing 48.7% from the free throw line in 2019 and 2020. Lonzo Ball's shooting style was never NBA caliber. His low release, he shoots from chest high, is very unique for NBA and requires him to have adequate space to get his shot off. His speed and quick hands, though, have helped his ability to get down the court on fast breaks, but he remains an offensive liability when the game slows down to half-court speed. You can also compare him with Ben Simmons in Philadelphia. Now that brings us back to the 2020 NBA Draft Lottery tonight. The most media-hyped player tonight who is eligible for this year's draft is none other than LaMelo Ball.
Bye.
He's an inch taller than his older brother, but his style of play is remarkably like brother Lonzo's too. Now, if you haven't heard much about LaMelo Ball, it's because Daddy Dearest took him out of high school a couple of years ago back in 2017. Daddy LaVar Ball didn't like the high school basketball coach. So Pops took LaMelo to Lithuania, you know, that country in Europe, to play professional basketball at the age of 16. While LaMelo's classmates back in California were juniors and seniors and enjoying their high school years, Daddy Ball's second son was being groomed for a career in the NBA, whether he likes it or not. So this year, LaMelo Ball, after that time in Lithuania, was then shipped to Australia. Hey, thanks, Dad. And he played a season in Australia's professional league with Wollongong, New South Wales. Dealing with a foot injury for part of the year, LaMelo Ball played in 12 games. He averaged 17 points, 7 rebounds, and 7 assists per outing. His shooting percentage, though, was just 37%, which is inflated by the number of dunks he gets on fast breaks every game. The warning light should be flashing right now, as LaMelo Ball's poor shooting style resembles a lot his older brother, Lonzo. There's no doubt that the Ball brothers have a significant amount of pure athletic ability. But to succeed in the NBA, though, it requires incredible dedication and desire to keep improving your skills and your leadership ability. Magic Johnson comes to mind. Thus far, the Ball players suffer from poor shooting fundamentals and years of being pushed too hard by their very proud but overbearing father. And if you believe this year's hype, this time coming mostly from the sports media, LaMelo Ball may be selected near the top of this fall's NBA draft. Fool me once, Lonzo Ball, shame on you. Fool me twice this year, you stepped in number 2 yourself. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.